Why am I anxious for no reason? You're standing in the cereal aisle, and your chest is tight. Nothing happened. You've been here before. The list is short. There's no reason for your heart to be pounding. But it is, and it has been doing this in random places for a while now. Anxiety that shows up for no reason almost always has a reason. Your conscious mind didn't see the trigger, but your nervous system did. The most common drivers of seemingly random anxiety are chronic cortisol elevation, sleep debt, caffeine sensitivity, hidden grief, low-grade unprocessed trauma, hormonal shifts, and the cumulative residue of a stressful season your body hasn't recovered from yet. Treatment, therapy plus medication management, sometimes TMS therapy, can find the actual source and quiet the response. The myth of for no reason. Your nervous system has a list of things it's tracking that you're not consciously aware of. The mortgage, the text from your sister, the way your boss looked at you Tuesday, the argument with your spouse you didn't fully resolve, the article you read 3 weeks ago about a friend's diagnosis, the dream you don't remember.
The amygdala, your brain's threat detection system, integrates all of this in the background and decides when to fire. It doesn't tell your conscious mind what set it off. It just lights the fuse. The American Psychological Association calls this generalized anxiety in its more diffuse form and panic disorder when it shows up as discrete attacks. Either way, the trigger is real. You just don't have access to it from where you're standing. The five most common hidden drivers. In our clinic, the patients who walk in saying, "I'm anxious for no reason," almost always have one or more of these running underneath. Sleep debt that has compounded. Even a week of five-hour nights can spike anxiety in healthy adults. 2 months of it rewrites your baseline. Caffeine sensitivity. What used to be your normal amount of coffee is now too much. The threshold drops as you age and as your stress baseline rises. Cortisol locked high. Long stretches of stress, even ones you handled well at the time, leave your stress hormone running 30 to 50% above baseline. Unprocessed grief or change. A loss, a move, a transition you didn't fully feel.
The body files it as unfinished business and brings it up at random. Hidden inflammation or hormonal shift. Thyroid, perimenopause, low ferritin, B12, vitamin D, and chronic infections can all present as anxiety. We rule these out before assuming it's purely psychological. You don't need to know which one is yours to start. That's our job to find. What to do when an episode hits today? While you're sorting out the deeper cause, you still have to live through the next time it spikes. Here's the short list of things that work in the moment. Extend the exhale. Inhale 4, exhale 8, for 90 seconds. Drops heart rate fast. Cold water on your wrists or face. Activates the dive reflex. Resets the nervous system. Name 5 things you can see, 4 you can touch, 3 you can hear. Pulls the prefrontal cortex back online. Move your body, even for 60 seconds. Walk, shake your hands, stretch. Discharge the activation. These won't fix the cause. They'll keep one wave from becoming a storm. When it's not for no reason, it's just for an old reason. Sometimes anxiety that feels random is the body finally finishing something it started years ago.
Patients walk in describing free-floating anxiety, and over a few sessions, we discover they're processing a divorce from 3 years back, or the death of a parent, or a job loss that they powered through without ever sitting with. The anxiety isn't random, it's late. This is one of the gifts of therapy. The clinician notices what your conscious mind has been protecting you from. The relief, when you finally name it, is often immediate. When anxiety has crossed into a clinical condition, if your anxiety hits multiple times a week, wakes you up at night, has changed where you go or what you do, is producing physical symptoms, chest pain, GI issues, dizziness, has lasted longer than 6 months, you've crossed into clinical territory. A third of U.S. adults have an anxiety disorder in any given year. Most of them never get treatment. The ones who do recover faster than the ones who don't. This is not weakness. This is a treatable medical condition. How we actually treat this at RSLNT? At RSLNT Wellness, we treat the cause, not just the wave. Counseling that finds the source.
Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, and trauma-focused approaches when something older is driving the anxiety. CBT is especially effective for free-floating anxiety, with multiple meta-analyses showing strong effect sizes within 8 to 12 weeks. Medication management, when the body needs help leveling out. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram are first line for anxiety. SNRIs like venlafaxine, when both anxiety and depression are running. Hydroxyzine or buspirone when daily SSRIs aren't a fit. Benzodiazepines occasionally and short-term for severe acute panic. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy, when chronic anxiety has tipped into treatment-resistant depression. TMS is FDA cleared for major depressive disorder, and many of our patients with long-running anxiety eventually develop depression on top of it. TMS treats the depression, often quieting anxiety as a downstream effect. 6-week course, drug-free, no recovery time. Frequently asked questions. Can my doctor rule out medical causes first? Yes, and they should.
Before assuming psychiatric anxiety, we recommend a basic physical workup, including thyroid panel, ferritin, B12, vitamin D, and an EKG if heart symptoms are present. Some patients we see end up needing thyroid medication, not psychiatric treatment. How long until I feel different with treatment? Therapy starts giving you tools the first session, with bigger shifts in 8 to 12 weeks. SSRIs typically start working in 4 to 6 weeks. Lifestyle changes, caffeine, sleep, exercise, can shift symptoms within 2 to 4 weeks for some patients. Is this going to last forever? Almost never. Most patients with anxiety disorders, treated properly, get to a stable place. Some stay on medication long term, many do not. The combination of therapy plus chemistry support plus lifestyle changes resolves the daily struggle for the majority of patients. You don't have to live like this. You can stop dreading the next wave. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you what's likely driving your specific pattern. No diagnosis on the phone, no pressure. I'm not a therapist or a doctor.
I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.